You are listening to Sexploration with me, Pollyanna. 18 and older, please proceed and enjoy. Under 18, listen no further. Greetings, my loves. I'm so thrilled to be back with you after a nice, much needed holiday break. I was planning on still working through the holidays, but you know, I just took that opportunity to enjoy time with my family and friends, and it was really, really recharging. I think we all should do that and take moments of just taking it easy for a minute. You know, life comes at us so fast and so hard, so it's really important to let off some steam when you can, and to just kick your feet up and enjoy a festive season, especially, is the best time of all. My holiday was very relaxing, and I kind of did something unintentionally smart this year. I spread out all of my holiday to-dos and spending time with people, which was a wonderful way to do it. I'm sure that a lot of people can relate to this. In years past, I have been running around from house to house, it seemed like, trying to cram everyone and everything into like a day and a half, which is nuts, spending most of my time on the road. I'm sure a lot of you can say, yep, that's how it was for me this year, for sure. It's how it is every year. But this year, for me, I was able to kind of keep things very beautifully simple. And it was wonderful to be able to just enjoy things in doses. So that was really worth it in the end and made for a very nice holiday for everyone in my life, all my loved ones, and for me. I have not talked to you since I went on my trip. Toronto was amazing. I went with the greatest group of people, and I was able to be part of a 3-woman photo shoot, boudoir photo shoot, with an incredibly talented and a photographer with an impressive portfolio. I don't want to name drop like crazy, but some of the publications that he's been published in really just made my jaw drop. I was like, wow, that's amazing. I can't believe I get to be here right now. So I'm really looking forward to sharing those photos with you from that shoot. Just of me, of course. I'm very open about my sexuality and about when I do shoots like that because it's kind of a form, as I've shared in the past, of my exhibitionism. And like kind of my main and only form of exhibitionism. But also, too, there's something about being in front of the camera. And then, of course, you know, usually just being in a very intimate position and being vulnerable in that way with my sexuality, for me, I know feels very empowering. So if you are thinking of or a loved one of yours might be interested in doing a photo shoot, I would really encourage you to. I know for me, I was really shy at first. I was very nervous. I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to like let out that inner vixen or if I was just going to be really like just awkward about it and it would read my shots. But I was able to do it. And I've been able to do these shoots several times and share those photos so gladly with you. So if I can do it, anyone can. And really, honestly, there's something magical that happens in front of the camera where you just kind of look in the lens or know that it's there. And it's almost kind of like this character in the room that just magnifies your inner sexuality. So it's something that I can't recommend enough. And when I have those photos ready for posting, I will go ahead and post those for you. And I look forward to sharing them. So my New Year's resolution this year, that's kind of the topic of this show today, is New Year's resolutions. There's something about January or the start of a new year that makes everyone so beautifully open to change. Part of my professional background, I used to do lots of different things over the years that I'm glad that I have in my repertoire. Repertoire? Is that the right word? Yeah, let's go with it. Tell me if I'm wrong. That I'm glad I have in my resume. Is that I used to get to train people. I love teaching people things, which I guess kind of translates here, right? But one thing I noticed is that people generally are very resistant to change. It's just something that kind of frightens us, that scares us. If we're not ready for it and it shocks us, we just kind of put our walls up and we don't want our minds to have to learn something new once we've gotten used to something. You know, we get in a rhythm of things. And especially in the workplace, for sure, but in life in general, we get in a rhythm of things. And we like to stick in our comfort zone. But there's something about January that gets us excited about change. And I wonder why that is. Maybe it's because it's a new year. It feels like we're turning over a new leaf. We can be a new version of ourselves, live a new version of our lives. And how many of you have had kind of that fantasy of kind of going back in time? Like, what would I change if I had a time machine, if I had this DeLorean and Doc took me back, like, whenever I wanted to go? I've been watching the Outlander series too, that kind of made me make these connections, and I'll get into that later. But it's kind of this magical time of year where we all just somehow are open to it. So my resolution I want to share with you is that I want to make the most of every moment. I don't know if you know this about me, if you picked up on it. I'm actually a very shy person, believe it or not. I have like social anxiety, which means it's not like all as intense as it sounds, but like when I go to a party or like even dinner with my friends, people that I know, I kind of am nervous. I can't explain it. I'm just shy, and I know my timeline if I have a drink, like a shot of tequila to help, it's about 5 minutes and then all my shyness goes away. Or if it's a dry night, then it's about 15 minutes and I'll feel comfortable. But it's something that I've really had to overcome over time. So that apprehension, that nervousness has historically kind of, I feel like, prevented me from experiencing life with immediacy, really immersing myself in experiences and moments and conversations with people right away. And I feel like there's a bit of a hindrance to that in just really experiencing all that life has to give. So for me, that's kind of what makes the most of every moment. Is trust myself, jump into things more quickly with more confidence. So that's humbly what my resolution is. And what I'm hoping is that you will share yours with me. So if you can, reach out to me, send me an email message or comment on my posts. Maybe I'll try to do a post on New Year's resolutions where you can share yours with me. And I would love to hear what your new mantra for 2019 is, what your goal is that you're adding. And just an idea to share with you what I'm going to do. My aunt used to be a life coach, and one of the great gems she gave me when she was, I guess, kind of training with me, she gave me all sorts of really cool, like, little tips, though, that life coaches give. And one of them was mantras and positive affirmations. So if you have something, a goal or like a message that you want to internalize and carry with you every day, one of the best ways to do that is to wake up in the morning, and maybe when you're brushing your teeth, but when you're looking in the mirror at some point in your grooming process, at the beginning and also at the end of every day, is to look at yourself in the mirror, as cheesy as it sounds, and to recite your list or your single positive affirmation or affirmations, or maybe just your goal that you have. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start every day and end it with make sure you make the most of most of every moment. That's what I'll say in the morning. Make sure you make the most of every moment. And go get them. Or something dorky like that. I'm pretty dorky, so it'll probably end with some little cheesy line like that. And then at the end of every day, I'm going to congratulate myself. I'm going to say, congratulations, you made the most of every moment. I know it sounds really dorky, but when I've done it in the past, I was even as skeptical as I can be at times. I have to admit to you, I was really pleasantly surprised with how much that really seemed to work to inspire me and to consistently keep me on track. So if you have a New Year's resolution like mine, maybe give that a try too, see if it works, or just laugh at me for being such a nerd, like like I usually will welcome you to. But yeah, so that's what I'm going to do for this year, and share yours with me. And this coming Thursday, so tomorrow, I would love to share some of those New Year's resolutions on the After Chat. I'm sure that they will inspire other people, maybe who haven't yet thought of their resolution. Maybe they'll hear them and that'll help inspire them forward. So as I mentioned earlier, I've discovered the series. I actually kind of caught the first half of it in the past, and I rediscovered it recently. It's a series called Outlander, and it's this story of kind of time travel through stones at, I can't even tell, I don't think they were Blarney stones, I don't know, I'm not hip on all the Celtic lore, even though I should be, I'm three seasons into the show. But this woman from the 1940s, I think, goes back in time to Scotland 200 years, and which is where she goes back in time. Anyway, she goes back in time 200 years while she's in Scotland, and she falls in love with this Highlander. And I've just been loving this show. I'd highly recommend it. It's pretty interesting. It's there's kind of some themes in it, but there's moments where I'm like, okay, that's sort of romantic, but it also kind of puts pressure on monogamy. So the poly person in me is like, like maybe you shouldn't be so pressure and poly, but then I have to remember that it takes place 200 years in the past at some times. I can't be too modern with my requests there. No, but it's amazing. It's really hot. There's one episode that's kind of hard to watch in the first season. But if you can get past that or fast forward to that, it's highly romantic. And what really draws me to it, other than it's kind of an interesting storyline where they kind of go all over the world somehow, and is that there's so much passion in it, like this raw passion. And it probably doesn't help that one of the main characters is super hot. He's from the 1700s is his origin, and he's got these pectorals that I'm not even into pecs. Like, that's not even my thing. But they kind of, like, start where his neck stops. They're so high. And they're so fluffy, like pillows. And every time his shirt is open, just a little bit, just a little open, you see him. And I just go, oh, God. it's a little bit special to me. But there's probably, like, God, there has to be like 5 sex scenes in every single episode. I come from an acting background, as I have shared with you in the past. But if I was one of these actors, I have to say I would be like so over them by now. I'd be like, oh, big surprise, another sex scene. Let's see how many sex scenes are in this episode. Like, I feel like there should be a drinking game with, like, every time they have sex, like, you take a shot. You'll be drunk by the end of the episode, or at least I will be every time. So check it out. I'm like about 3 seasons in, and I'm enjoying it. And it's really cool because it kind of, you know, ties in the time thing, the time travel thing. If you could go back in the past and change something, like the War of the Roses, I guess. If you could go back in time and change something, would you? And let me know what you think about that. I've thought about that often. Like if I could go back in time and change something, because we all have regrets, right? Would I? And I have to say I wouldn't, because I really like the growth that I've made today. Well, and too, who knows if you're going to mess things up worse, right? You could just screw things up even worse than before. Second time around, you think you know everything, but you might have, you know, gone a worse path. No, but, you know, there's people in my life that I think to myself, you know, would I know that person? If I hadn't gone through this or that or the other, would I be right here, right now, recording this podcast? Probably not. So for me, the answer is no, I wouldn't change anything. But I do like that thought, because I think that thinking about how precious time is and how fast it leaves us, that we crave for it to come back or to go back to it, really makes the present feel so special, doesn't it? I mean, it does to me. I'm Pollyanna, after all. But I think about, you know, how quickly time passes, and that it even occurs to us that we might be losing it or want to go back or prolong our life, like all the themes in movies and shows where people seek out immortality, because life is such a wonderful thing, and we want to experience as much of it as possible. But the fact of the matter is, we don't have all that much influence, other than making sure that we take care of our health and wellness. We don't have all that much influence on going back in time. Or at least if you do, let me know, because that would be really cool to know somebody who could time travel. We don't really have that much influence on going back in time or prolonging the amount of years we have on this earth, other than a marginal influence. So it really makes it really important how we treat ourselves and others in the moment, because you never know when someone is going to leave you. You never know when you're going to leave them, or if you'll have a moment where you could have done something a little bit better. Why would you make a secondary quality choice in any moment when you could make a first-rate quality choice? So that's, I guess, another meaning toward making the most of every moment, making sure that we're our best version of ourselves in every moment, and that every moment that comes after this, we're an even better version of that self. So today is a little bit shorter of an episode. I hope that's okay. I'm just kind of getting back into the swing of things. But lots of existential shit today, so don't want to overdo it, like with a full 30-minute show of being all deep and shit. So please do check out my new website. I have everything linked there, all of the platforms my podcast is on. It's something that I'm working on over time, but it's definitely usable now. All of my social media platforms are there as well. Something that's easy to share for all information, all Pollyanna, all the time. So that website is, I'll leave it in the description of the show. But it's Sexploration with Polly. It's not Pollyanna full because they cut me off on the length of the amount of letters I could put there. But it's Sexploration with Poe at wixsite.com. Let me just double check on that while I'm talking to you. So that's Sexploration spelled Sexploration.wix, which is W-I-X. site.com. So that's Sexploration with Poe at wixsite.com. So that's my like main hub now. But of course you can always find me on Instagram, which is at Insta with Pollyanna. That's at Insta with Pollyanna on Instagram, on Twitter, which is at Pollyanna Tweets. On Facebook, my page is with Pollyanna. And my email is now a lot more simplified, with Pollyanna at gmail.com. So as always, be good to yourself and be good to others. Laters.